So the Cardinals, they have a lot of depth at receivers, so they're going to obviously use you as blocking. And then the Chargers, you know, with Antonio Gates, they could, you know, show you a few receptions. Which would you prefer?
You know, either one, actually. I really don't prefer one way or the other. I think that's kind of a tribute to what I bring to the table, is that I can do either one, and I'm a pretty versatile player as far as the offense goes. And, you know, I just like playing football, and I just want to go play football for a team that wants me to be, you know, a part of their organization.
Have you met with either of those two teams?
Yeah.
With the Chargers, you'd be playing with Keelan Boyd, Darren Sproles, and Jeremy Clary.
So
Kansas roots.
Yeah. Be fun.
Have you had a chance to meet with the Buccaneers yet?
No.
Derek, you had some inconsistency with some drops, didn't you, if I remember right? How do you improve on that? How do you?
You know, I think it's just a mental thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can remember the games exactly. I had the K-State game. Oklahoma State, Colorado, and one against Texas A&M.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, really other than that, I think that was about it. You know, I feel pretty consistent and confident in my hands and my ability. And, you know, nobody's perfect, and that, you know, it's just kind of one of those things where you drop a couple passes and,
mm-hmm.
you know, just got to let it go, and there's nothing I can do about it. But, you know, just keep working and try to make sure that, I don't know, I get consistent where I don't have to have any of those drops.
Details, but can you kind of lay out how this thing has been for you so far? Where you've been?
Busy.
Really? Just one thing, another?
Pretty much. Got here yesterday, got in from the airport, went straight. Well, I got to the hotel and went straight to the hospital. Was at the hospital and came back and went straight into meetings with different teams and coaches. And then today got up and we had drug testing this morning. And
A+.
I passed. We had that this morning, and then breakfast, and we've been in here the entire day.
You haven't taken any tests yet?
No.
Wonder lift tests? What they look at the hospital?
They just do like whole tests, see that we're healthy, and some blood work, different things like that. That's about it.
Anything unpleasant yet? You just look at it and say, I wish I hadn't had to do that.
No, not really. I mean,
this part.
it's any big deal talking. Talking's the easy part for me. No, there hadn't been anything. I mean, you know, aside from getting up real early in the morning this morning for the drug testing, that's it. I mean, other than that, you just go and you sit somewhere, and then people check out all your joints and stretch you out and different things like that. It's no big deal. I don't think it's any big deal. You just sit there.
You stand up in front of a bunch of people in like boxer shorts or whatever?
Yeah, in our compression shorts we did. But I don't know. I'm not real shy, so it didn't bother me too much.
Cool.
When's your pro day? You find a drill for us.
Yeah.
I covered back in
the
70s. I saw
too
many 72-10 games.
Yeah. I mean, all the wins were fun, but, you know, there was a lot of people that had a lot to say about it for all the past years whenever they did the same to us.
Kirk, did you like to see the KU MU game stay at Arrowhead? I mean, that was your home game you gave up last year.
Yeah.
And now, because they'll give up the home game this year, but now even Missouri's talking about maybe they'd like to keep those games on campus.
Yeah.
I mean, now that you're an alum.
Well, I can see both sides of it.
Yeah.
You know, I can see both sides. Definitely the thing with the Arrowhead. Everybody at Arrowhead, you know, it works out because then it's, you know, it's just a whole new level of game and with all the Missouri and KU fans there. But I don't know. It's also neat to be able to just have it. You know, I don't know if it could have been a different game if we had it at home or not. But,
yeah.
You know, I could see if it was, you know, if it becomes like a big deal for the North for years to come, you know, which it looks like it will.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I could see either team wanting to have it at home because, you know, that's a huge game.
But didn't it feel like a mini bowl game?
Oh, yeah, it was huge. No, it was awesome. Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that kind of neat?
It was definitely an experience that I won't ever forget. It was a whole new level. I think it was a whole new level type game than it would have been at one place or another. I mean,
yeah.
It did definitely have a bowl feel to it.
Yeah.